But the next night, Teddy wanted to press the red button that made the radio play.
"I want to see the light come on and hear the music play," he said. "Please let me press the button."
"What? And wake up everyone in the house and have them rushing in here to see what's going on?" cried Ragdoll. "You must be mad."
"But they wouldn't hear it," said the teddy bear. "Oh, do let me try. I promise to keep it quiet."
"You really are a very, very naughty teddy," said the ragdoll. "You are not to press that button at all."
For the next two nights, the teddy bear was quite good. But on the next night, he waited until the toys were playing quietly in the other corner of the room. Then he crept over to the radio and pressed the button. The light shone inside and loud music began to play. The toys were horrified. Clockwork Clown and Sailor Doll rushed over at once and pressed the button again. The light went out and the music stopped.
"Teddy, how naughty of you," cried the Sailor Doll. "If you're not careful, you will wake up the whole family. If they catch us, we will never be able to come to life at night again."
But Teddy didn't care.
"They wouldn't have heard it," said Teddy. "It is you with your big shouting voice that will wake everyone up."
And he ran off into the corner, squeezed himself under the children's piano, and refused to come out. After that, Teddy wouldn't speak to any of the others, not even the little clockwork mouse who loved to chatter to him. It was very sad. Soon nobody asked him to join in the games, and the teddy bear began to feel very lonely indeed. Deep down, Teddy knew that he should apologize to the Sailor Doll and to all the other toys. But he was a proud teddy bear, and he could not bring himself to say sorry. Then one night, when the moon shone brightly outside the playroom window, Teddy could stand it no longer. He tried to join in with a game that the toys were playing, but they just ignored him. Teddy was very upset. He walked away.
"Very well," he called over his shoulder. "If you won't play with me, I'm going to find somewhere else to live."
Out of the playroom door he went. The toys stared after him in horror. No toy ever went out of the playroom at night. Whatever was Teddy thinking of? The moon shone brightly, and the teddy bear could see quite plainly where he was going. He went down the stairs, jumping them one at a time. They seemed very steep. He reached the bottom and looked around. Emma had sometimes taken him downstairs. He knew there was a room called the kitchen that had a nice smell in it. Which way was it? Teddy found the kitchen door and squeezed round it. He was just about to cross the room when a shadow fell across the moonlit floor. Teddy looked up in surprise. Had the moon gone behind a cloud? No, it hadn't. It was somebody on the windowsill, blocking out the moon. And that somebody was climbing in the kitchen window. The teddy bear stared in surprise. Who could it be, coming in through the kitchen window in the middle of the night?
"It must be a robber," thought Teddy in dismay. "They come in the night sometimes and steal things. Oh, whatever shall I do? The toys will be even more cross with me if I make a noise and wake everyone up. Oh dear, oh dear, oh dear."
Meanwhile, do you know who it was climbing in through the window? Why, it was three naughty little elves. They sprang quietly to the floor and were busy trying to open the larder door. Usually they only came to the kitchen looking for bits of